The 5AA Sports Show. Stephen Rowe and Mark Bickley. Weekday afternoons from 4 on Adelaide's 5AA.
Yeah, massive game. Showdown 47. AA will be covering that. Tim Jitter and David Wilde. Let's go to a man that's played in them, Tim.
Yep.
It's his first year of coaching here, so his second showdown. But no doubt Port Adelaide need a response from last week. We welcome Jared Schofield. Scoey, how are you?
G'day, guys. How are you going?
Mate, great to speak with you. It's been an amazing couple of weeks. We spoke to Keith Thomas last night. Magnificent win against Geelong and probably one of your poor efforts last week against the Bulldogs. So a chance to redeem themselves. No doubt the players want to get back out and just play some footy.
Yeah, well, that's the wonderful thing about our game is after 7 days, we get an opportunity to get back on the horse and play the brand of footy that we showed that we're capable of the week prior. And when we reviewed the game, we're really disappointed with some of the football that we produced. But full credit to the Bulldogs. But yeah, we're going to have to make sure that we're back to our best as we were the week before against the Crows, who are obviously playing some good footy too.
Jared, you've been away. You've come back. This is your first year. Firstly, what differences have you been able to pick up from like coaching at Subiaco to then coming back to Port Adelaide in 2019 in an AFL system? And have you thought that maybe Port Adelaide supporters have dropped off any of their passion?
I definitely don't think the passion's fallen away from the
No,
supporters.
I don't think so either.
No, and that's the one thing that, when you look at coming back into the system, you look at the clubs, and that's what drew me back to this wonderful club is the passion. I love the home games. I go up and get a coffee on the first level, and, you see some people come up and want to talk about when you're playing, or, I had a lady the other day at the old Monopoly board from the premiership side. I was the only person who had signed it.
Wow.
I said her to come down the training, and she came down and I signed away. And so things like that, they're real special memories that you take away after when you're done and dusted with football. And it's great that the people, they're still supporting this fantastic club. And, and we're going to obviously need them tomorrow. There's a home game for the Crows, but all our supporters to really obviously follow us and support us strongly. But back to obviously the first part of the question with the difference with coaching is it's just the detail and I suppose the amounts of the planning that goes into a game to prepare our guys. You have more time with them, obviously, which is a major difference when you've got players and you're coaching in the waffle that work 9 to 5, whether they're tradesmen or behind a desk. Yeah. You can't overload them with information because it's just unfair to them because you only have them for sort of 2 or 3 times a week before you play. But in terms of the way I go about my coaching, I'll probably, whether it's being in a different seat or not, but probably tamed my emotions a little bit as to when you're a head coach. Other than that, they're very similar in terms of the way you go about it. You just don't have as much time with the players, but they go out and play the way that you want them to play, hopefully.
Given the performance last week, Jared, how tough was selection? You had so many people below that could come up, and you've brought some real talent back into the side. Maybe Joel Garner a little bit stiff not to have made the side, but how tough was that? Because there's still Ryder, Powell Pep, and some other good players down below.
Yeah, well, first of all, we'll wrap with the guys that have come back in. They went back with a fantastic attitude in Westhoff and Rockcliffe. And, Ryder obviously didn't miss out. Powell Pepper's attitude was fantastic. He missed out this week. But, Howard and Amon come back in. They were in good form. It was tough for those guys that missed out. And also this week, with the young fellas going out. But we've gone with a bit more experience. Young Joel Garner was very stiff to miss out. But that's just the nature of this game is, we try and pick a balanced side from week to week. But anyone that pulls on the jumper, and obviously the guys that are playing tomorrow, they've got a real obligation to make sure they represent the club in the right way and play the brand of football that we're looking for. And, we're obviously looking for a response from last week's effort. And I'm sure we'll get that from the players running out tomorrow night.
Dougal Howard comes back into that lineup, forward or back. He started back first time against the Adelaide Crows, went forward and ran amok in the last quarter, nearly upset the apple cart. But what will he do this week?
I think as we're looking at now, he'll start forward is what he's been doing previous weeks. Gives us, I suppose, a bit of point of difference. He's very quick for such a big fella, and And obviously, done a little bit of ruck work as well. But look, he can play both ends of the ground. So hopefully we get enough opportunity and we deliver the ball in the right manner and get a hand on it and put a few goals on the board for us.
Jared, the Crows get such a springboard from Brodie Smith and Roy Laird. Geelong shut them down for quite a big part of the game last week. How do you sort of get the balance with your forwards to stop them running out and also trying to get the ball for yourself?
Yeah, no, they're two fantastic players, but you can't look past the likes of their tools that intercept the ball as well. So they're a very strong back line that set up really, really well behind the ball. Last time we played them, we had enough of the footy to give our forwards the opportunity. We've got to make sure our forwards win their battles, and when they do, get the opportunity to make sure they're efficient and they kick the goals that we're looking for. But look, those two players, they're two of 18, obviously 22, but in terms of that back six, they're such a strong unit, so you've got to make sure you use the ball well going forward.
Hey, Jared, what's with Ruckman? They just want to do 90% of the day, don't they? They just want to be there. I mean, midfielders will swap over, won't we? No worries. Yeah. But those big fives.
Oh, I don't know. Did you used to rotate back in the day?
I actually love pushing forward because I thought I might sneak a goal or two, Jared.
The game has changed. It's interesting that Ruckman, you look at the most sides they've gone with the one number one Ruckman doing big minutes. I think they just get into a bit of a rhythm. We went into this season with two ruckmen, and I'm sure we'll get back to that at some stage. But at this point in time, Scotty's doing majority of the ruck work, and the last 2 weeks really sort of stepped up. Obviously having a bit of a quiet spell there for a bit, but he's really stepped up and led fantastically for us. And it's a great position for a club to be in when you've got Paddy Ryder and Pete Adams sort of clipping at his heels a bit as to ruckman coming in. So. We'll just obviously pick the right side from week to week and get the balance right. But, they do like to be the number one, that's for sure.
Footy can be such a cruel game, and Ollie Wines has been smashed from pillar to post this week. He was like a few others that didn't have a great game, but no doubt you'd be looking for a great response from Ollie.
Yeah, look, Ollie's an ultimate professional, and, he obviously a lot of pride in his performance, and we want to make sure that we get the best out of him, and obviously he's playing good footy, and it's not about how much of the footy he's getting, it's just the way he goes about his football in and around the contest. It wasn't his best game the previous week, but let's not forget how much footy Ollie's missed. He obviously missed a lot of time with his shoulder and had the ankle injury, and he's just unfortunately not been able to get into a bit of a rhythm with his craft and his body work around stoppage. But I can tell you one thing, he's trained the house down this way, and fully respectful of his character and how he's gone about that. I'm sure we'll get a good Ollie performance this weekend.
Scully, I spoke to him last night. It's fine. No dramas. There's a medal coming, mate. There's a medal coming. I want royalties.
Well, I hope so. I hope they are putting that medal around his neck. But at the same time, we're not just relying on Ollie. And at the same time, he's got the full support of his teammates. But he put in the work this week, and we'll get a really good performance out of him.
Thanks, Jared. Good luck.
No worries, guys.
See you, Scully.
Jared Schofield, their assistant coach at Port Adelaide. Should be a terrific game. As I said, it'll be on 5AA. Can't wait. Showdown 47, 405. Stick with us. And I think it's an absolute 50-50 game.
The 5AA Sports Show. Stephen Rowe and Mark Bickley. Weekday afternoons from 4 on Adelaide's 5AA.